Anthonia Nkwanta is a visionary force behind Toche Enterprises, a fashion manufacturing brand that merges heritage with sustainability. For 6 years, Toche has been crafting 100% handmade bags and accessories using iconic African prints like Ashoke, Ankara, and Adire, transforming tradition into timeless fashion. With every stitch, Anthonia tells a story of rich culture, sustainable living, and personal expression. Her commitment to eco-friendly practices and fabric recycling is shaping a future where fashion celebrates the planet and its people. Through community programs and internships, Anthonia empowers the next generation, ensuring that her impact extends far beyond the runway. Toche Enterprises, where tradition, style, and sustainability beautifully collide.
Hello everyone, my name is Anthonia Uchechukwu Nkwanta. I'm the founder and creative director of Toche Enterprises, where we empower ethical, sustainable shoppers to express their fashion choices through indigenous bags and accessories. Now, basically, that means we design and create 100% handmade bags and accessories using African prints like Ankara, Adire, Ashoke. We also had contemporary prints like denim and jutes and just regular fabrics we find around just to put that splash of fashion in your outfit. Now, we do this to ensure that the African fabric never goes out of style and you look stylish everywhere you go to with that touch of Africa. What inspires me and how I got into this line of business? So basically, I just like the African fabric and the African culture. And what I do is a direct gateway to express this. Now, how I got into this, sincerely, was out of boredom. I was bored out of my mind, looking for work. And I learned how to make bags sometimes in 2017 at a skills acquisition training held by my mom's church. She made me go. I initially didn't want to go. I just left university then. And I felt skills acquisition or learning a skill was for the less privileged. I'm a graduate. I studied petroleum engineering. Why am I learning a skill? Gets me the oil and gas company, you know? And she was like, well, if you want to live under my roof and eat my food, I've paid, just go for it. And it was a 2 weeks training and I went for it and it was absolutely amazing. That joy I felt that I was able to create something, I just couldn't let that go. And I just started creating from there. So in as much as I like the money, I didn't start for the money. It was just something I loved doing and I enjoyed the creative process that comes with it. My success story starts with every positive and negative review I get from my clients, because the negative reviews make me sit up and buckle up and do something better. And the positive review is what keeps me going on days when I feel like, you know what, I'm done. I just want to rest. This is stressful. And so the positive reviews keep me going and it makes me think about the reason behind the process of what I do, the reason behind why I do what I do. And the joy of creating such products keeps me going. So in the case of empowerment, I actually offer free trainings for youths that just left secondary school. So I don't charge them. Most of them comes from my church that I used to attend before. And they send the youths after they're done with school. And they stay with me right till they get into the university. And I don't charge for it because I feel it's a way of me giving back and ensuring that they have something to do when they get into school. One thing I always tell them is, forget about the money part. Just enjoy the process of what you do. And if you have a skill, there is nothing you cannot do, because it's a process that keeps your brain turning. You're looking at a design and you're thinking of how to bring it down, take it back up. You make mistakes, you sit up and you try to re-strategize and bring it back to life. So that's one thing I'm really proud of. Like, that's one of my greatest accomplishments. The fact that I can teach people how to do what I do and they all enjoy the process. So the most challenging part of what I do is sourcing for materials. It might sound basic, but it's one of the most challenging aspects, because when you're working on a bag design, you have to picture it in its entirety. Okay, what fabric will I work, like what fabric would work well with this design? Am I using Ankara? Am I using Adire? Am I using Ashoke? What is going to fit into this bag? Is it going to be a work bag that a laptop can fit into? Or is it something casual, something for church, something for a wedding? So the thought process that goes through your mind or through my mind when I'm designing this process is strenuous. And you also need to consider, okay, the accessories. Am I importing the accessories? Are these items I can find in my local market? So when I'm working on a new collection or a new bag design, I have to sit down and sketch. I'm a terrible artist, by the way, but it gets the work done. I mean, look at my product. So forget the drawing aspect. You have to sketch what you have to do and then come up with the designs and everything. And I think one of the most challenging phases I went through was losing my mom 2 months ago. And I was working on a design. I was working on a collection and I saw her that morning and like 5 hours later, she was gone. So it wasn't like she was sick or anything. So that really threw me off balance and I had to like start over. And I had a collection that I said I was going to launch in December, but I told myself that I was going to pack pedal and launch it in November. So I launched a new collection November 18th, which was her birthday, because I felt it was the perfect avenue to honor her memory. And I named the collection the Iyomaye Collection, which means our mother. Iyomaye in Ora, my mom is from Edo State. Iyomaye in Ora means our mother. So I launched that collection and it's been an amazing process. I've got lots of positive feedbacks because there was a story behind every bag design and it took me back to how I started it, because this year wouldn't be possible without my mom. So why did I choose the Afrocentric route? Now, it took a while for me to niche down, because when I learned how to make bags, the person who trained me taught me on a variety of materials. So I was using both Leja, I was using Ankara. I didn't even know there were different grades of Ankara. I mean, there was small, there was medium, there was big. I had no idea about all of that. Because remember, I didn't start this as a business. I just started it as something to keep me busy. And then I had to sit down and review my books that, okay, this is selling much more than this. And this tells a much better story than this. And I decided to niche down on purely African prints. Afrocentric print. So I work with Ankara, I work with Adire, and I also work with Ashoke. If I wasn't running Tocha Enterprises, I'll probably be in the TV and radio business. I think I always like talking. I like the sound of my voice. Take it however you want to take it. But I do like the sound of my voice. So I think I would be in the media industry.
Hi, Uche.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a bit about what you do. Just a little bit.
So at Tocha Enterprises, we empower ethical, sustainable shoppers to express their fashion choices through indigenous bags and accessories. So everything you see is 100% handmade by myself and my team.
Amazing. Amazing. How many years have you been doing this?
6 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. So how do you make money? What business model exactly do you run?
Okay, so we do B2B and B2C. So we sell directly to our customers and we also sell directly to other business owners.
Okay. So how do you find, let's focus on the B2C. How do you find customers?
Sincerely, I think they find me.
That means you are doing a good thing.
Thank you. So I mostly use social media, and although I have like a workshop, but it's not a working space or a showroom, it's a production facility.
Awesome.
But most times people say, oh, I want to see, because they've been scammed so many times. And I'm like, fine, that's okay. You can come, but just note, you're not going to see bags on display. You're going to see myself and my team working. Yeah. So I mostly use social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. I'm still trying to understand WhatsApp, but it's a bit complicated for me.
All right. We learn every day. So how do you make money exactly? Just walk us through the process so we know where the cash is flowing from.
Okay. So I think the major way I make money is from bulk orders.
Okay.
Like people that order in bulk to resell. Most times they order to resell. Now, if you check my bags, my labels are in there. But for people that are reselling, it's either they send me their labels or I leave it unbranded. So that way it's not coming back to me. They're going to buy from them. that's one of the major ways I make my money.
Awesome. Thank you. You mentioned something. We shared a little bit, and you make almost everything yourself. So I'm going to find out from you how your costing is for B2B, for B2C, and if you've not taken cognizance of that and not done it, just be honest so we can advise. And to our listeners, you need to do this. So learn from what I'm going to share with Uche so that can help you. So have you done your pricing and costing? Can you say with your full chest that it is what it's supposed to be?
Probably half of my chest. I've done my own definition of costing. Now, I know it could be better, and I have a feeling that my items are underpriced, probably because I'm still trying to penetrate certain markets and I'm trying to compete. Now, I think when I have my feet fully planted, I can stand and own my prices.
Okay.
But I've done my own definition of pricing, and that's the rate at which I sell. Now, when clients buy in bulk, they get it at a discounted rate. That's to encourage people to buy in bulk. It's not like if I go to the market to buy 20 yards of this Ashoki, 20 bundles, I'm not getting a discount. Or I'm buying 500 yards of Ankara, probably they'll just give me a 5% discount.
Mm-hmm.
But the discount I give my clients is to ensure they keep coming back, to let them know that, you're special because you're buying a lot.
Okay, so here is the advice. You need to structure this for the B2B. Take time to cost every item up to the thread. Everything, what you earn from that, cost and price it properly. And if it's far above what you're currently selling, don't be scared. What you do is communicate it. They're already loyal to you. You might think they will go elsewhere. There is something they've seen. That's why they're buying from you. Do that. Take that assignment on and communicate it to them. You know, when you're starting, yes, you've been in business for 6 years, but you are still everything. And it is not a crime. Okay? So communicate that to them as a communication expert of your business. Let them know. Even big brands communicate their price increase. And you can even use that opportunity to host a group session with them. It could be on Zoom. It could be on Google Meet, where you walk them through. And I will encourage you to do that in the first quarter as we go into the new year, so they know what is happening going forward. Because you need to be sustainable as a business owner. That is for B2C. And I'm sure for B2C, your prices will be slightly higher because you are producing to order. Okay? I believe sometimes you have the sketch for the collection that is coming out, and someone like me can come to you and say, I like this design, you are going to produce it for me. You don't also produce a lot of it because it's not for everyone. So your prices will be a bit higher. You can check other brands that are doing custom-made products, and you'll see what their structure is like. So you can pattern as well. So also do the costing and pricing. So you raise your price, communicate it, raise it, so you are still in business. That is why we're treating this cash flow thing, so that you are sustainable, your price to profit, not just sell, all right? It's important to market and sell. You're already using social media platform to do that. But sometimes when we look at it, we see that you're not making profit. That means after a while, you will not be in business. And I know that's not why you set up. You are pouring a lot of creativity, energy into this. It has to pay you. Okay, and what I'm talking about, you need to factor in, if you even hire more staff, factor that into your pricing and costing. So when they land, you are able to pay them for the work they have done. It's not a hard thing to do. And I believe in the next 3, 6, 1 year, when we meet again, you have implemented these things and you will be more relaxed, you'll be more refreshed, and you'll be seeing the money you're working for. I believe you're going to do this.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
It's You're welcome.
An amazing idea, and I'm definitely going to work on it.
Thank you very much, Uche. It's good to have you on this show.
Thank you so much.